Oasis Audio presents The Khipu and the Final Key, created by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Story by D. Garrettson and J. M. Lee. Read for you by Amy Lowe. Chapter 1. The City of Fair Winds. Henry, Jesse, Violet, and Benny sat in their hotel room and stared at a small glass jar. The label on the jar read Dulce de Leche, and the syrupy substance inside had the thickness and color of caramel. The hotel clock read almost midnight where they were in Christchurch, New Zealand. It was very late for the four of them, especially 6-year-old Benny, who let out a big yawn. Normally, they would all be in bed, but a recent discovery kept them all awake.
"I can't believe Mr. Gannett is a spy," said Violet, who was 8 years old. "Just think, our pilot. He's traveled to every stop with us and has been telling the Argents our every move. No wonder Anna Argent was able to find us."
"At least it was Mr. Gannett and not Emilio," said Benny, thinking of the second of their two pilots. "I like Emilio's jokes. If he was a spy, we wouldn't get to hear any more of them."
Henry, who was 14 years old and the oldest, agreed.
"We should call Trudy," he said. "Jesse, will you get your laptop and see if you can reach her on Skype? Do you think she's awake?"
Jesse nodded and unzipped her backpack. She was 12 years old, and she was the best among her siblings at using the laptop. Her skills had come in handy many times during their recent worldwide travels.
"Let's see," Jesse said. "If it's midnight..."